Today, we are going to continue the deep dive we began in the last episode into the subject of the ethics of flirting and dating. We are going to look into how to think about several aspects and problem areas that you are likely to encounter as you progress through your journey through the wonderful, fun, and rewarding world of flirting, dating, and relationships. We'll dive in right after this quick word from our sponsor, me.
Hey guys, Ashley here. Are you having trouble meeting the right girl? Are you struggling due to lack of confidence, not knowing what to say, or not having a plan? Are you tired of being told to act confident around women without being told how? If so, I'd like to introduce you to the Gentleman's Guide to Flirting book from David Sharp. If you are afraid to approach women in public, this book is for you. If you aren't having success meeting women on dating websites or apps, this book is for you. If you're having trouble connecting with women on dates, this book is for you. The Gentleman's Guide to Flirting has loads of modern, field-tested, and ready-to-use examples to help you confidently approach women and meet great women either in person or online. It also has practical, real-world advice to help you truly get the most out of the dating process. And it has thoughtful, practical advice for cultivating and sustaining your relationships for the long term. It's got it all, and you're going to love it. The book's website is gentlemansguidetoflirting.com. That's gentlemansguidetoflirting.com. You can go to gentlemansguidetoflirting.com and click the Buy Now button, or just search for Gentleman's Guide to Flirting by David Sharp on Amazon.com or anywhere else you buy your favorite books or ebooks, and start changing your life now.
Hello there. Welcome to episode 42 of the Gentleman's Guide to Flirting podcast. I am David, the author of the book of the same name, Gentleman's Guide to Flirting, available on Amazon.com and everywhere else you find your favorite books or ebooks worldwide. Today we are going to look at several more topics on the ethics of flirting and dating. As a reminder, in the last episode, I settled on the following definition for the term ethics as a branch of philosophy that involves systematizing, defending, and recommending concepts of right and wrong behavior. Concepts of right and wrong behavior. And just like we did in the last episode, we won't be preachy. We will talk about reality, things you are likely to encounter, and ways of thinking to help you navigate whatever might come up in high-quality ways. Let's jump right in. First, I want to touch on several things that can come up early in the process of flirting, approaching women you're interested in, and dating. Now remember, we are talking about the right and wrong of things, the ethics of it all. The first kind of major point I want to make is, as your confidence grows after you finish and internalize the concepts from the book, and you are all striding the earth like colossi, you are strutting around as proud as peacocks, you're going to have a lot more opportunities with women. You might be tempted to use your newfound powers to get caught up on the dating and fun and sex you wanted before, but maybe missed out on. That's good, that's fine, but what isn't good is using your skills with other guys' wives or women that are already taken. Now, I'm not saying you will have magic powers over any of them to make them all swoon after reading the book, but in many cases, you will, in reality, look very appealing in comparison to what they might have to their current guy. As tempting as some situations can be, please don't do it. Leave other guys' wives and girlfriends alone. Why invite drama and conflict and trouble into your life? Life is hard enough as it is. Be disciplined, stick with the available and willing single ladies. Next thought, don't mess with anyone who is underage. I can't put it any more simpler than that. That is clearly on the wrong side of the ledger. No matter where you live in the world, there's always rules about leaving, you know, underage people alone with both men and women. If you have trouble telling women who are 16 or 15 apart from the ones who are 22 or 24, be careful. Ask them about their ages. If younger women are in your preferred age range and you're in danger of making a very serious mistake by approaching the wrong one. Do not mess with anyone who is underage. Basically, bottom line. The actual age depends on your country or locality, so you need to educate yourself as to what that is and act accordingly. Next, do not mess with any lady who is vulnerable or drunk or otherwise incapacitated. If she isn't capable of making good decisions, she is off limits until she can. Now, of course, you can help her out, of course, with you help her get home or get out of a bar, or get to safety, get with her friends, that whatever needs to happen there, but you don't take advantage of her for sure. Next, switching gears a little bit here, don't lie in your dating profiles or in the conversations on the dates themselves. Now, we all know you need to present yourself to your best advantage and maybe highlight your good points and de-emphasize your negatives, but do so without telling lies. For many women, you don't need to be a millionaire with a big house and a fancy car, expensive car, and have everything together. What you do need to do is be on a good trajectory or path and have goals and be working towards those goals and continuously improving yourself every day. That is like a central, vital concept from the book, and I really hope you guys take that to heart. Please don't feel that you need to have everything together 100% before you can have success here. You don't. But if you lie, do you want to cause a trust issue right away by misrepresenting yourself? You're trying to get her to trust you, right? That's another critical concept from the book. Some other points here. This should go without saying, but I find that I need to say them based on direct real-world experience. One is, don't cause her extra expenses. And I'm referring to travel expenses, babysitter expenses if she has children, expenses for meals and tickets. You know, it's tough out there. Economy worldwide is not great. It's not like money's just growing on trees and people are just, their pockets are just full of extra spending money. I prefer gentlemen take the lead when it comes to paying for things if you can afford that. I know everyone's situation is different, but that's my preference. And I think if you can afford to do so, try to keep her additional expenses for dealing with you through the dating process and getting to know you and every aspect of it. Try to keep her expenses as close to, you know, precisely zero as possible. Now, sometimes you can't get away with doing that because some of the ladies feel like if you're always paying for their meals or even a cup of coffee for them, like they feel like they owe you something, even though you don't, that's not really the case. So you may have a little bit of pushback on that plan, but I think generally speaking, your rule of thumb should be to not run her daily cost of living up because you want to spend time with her to get to know her. Speaking of which, I'd just like to generalize what I just said, all those words, into something shorter. I the way I look at it is I'm asking for her time, not her money. Like if a lady was pushing back saying, hey, I want to pay for my part of the meal or half the check or something like that, my comeback would be because I'm fortunate I don't really have any concerns around money and being able to afford things. I say, well, what I'm asking you is I'm asking you for something more valuable. I'm asking for your time. I don't want to do a 5-minute coffee. I need a full measure of time here. I want you to clear your schedule, basically, if you're going to come out and meet me, because I need time for, you know, to get over nervousness for both of us, to allow ample time for a little feeling out period. Once everything's settled out and you're comfortable with each other, to have a nice, lovely conversation, get to know each other a bit. I don't care about the money, but I do care about the time, and I ask for time unreservedly, and I don't apologize for it. And I suggest you kind of keep that in mind too, to see how that kind of rule or rule for behavior fits your style. Another thing, and I can't believe I have to bring this up, is don't run out on bills on dates. No matter how shitty the date is going, like if you get invited to a dinner or a lunch and things have gone to shit and it's not working and she's acting horribly, you do not get up and run out on the bill. You've probably seen news articles about people doing this. Don't let that be you. That's not okay. There's gentlemanly ways to exit situations, whether you're in a party or on a date or in a whole relationship. We cover those all in the book. What's not okay is to take a really horrible low path and just run out on a bill and stick her with a bill. That's just awful. You're not going to feel good about yourself if you do that. Another thought is I basically always keep your word with her. Show up for your dates. If you need to cancel a date, communicate. Text her, call her, make sure she knows. Because things come up. You may see maybe something comes up at work. You have an emergency, a personal emergency, health emergency, something in your family. Things happen. Things happen for you. Things happen for her. You may have to go break a date. You don't ghost. You don't just like no show it. You show up and keep your word. This, I try to keep the content in this podcast, as evergreen as possible. And I don't like to talk about current events, but all this discussion as I was preparing to go and record this, I saw a news article about a man in Japan who his job is he's a door-to-door salesman for shower heads. I don't know why I'm laughing at that, but what he did is he was going around to different homes talking to the ladies there. He ended up dating 35 women, which is interesting and odd. But the reason why he's doing it, according to the article, he was doing it was because he was trying to get really nice birthday presents out of them. So I think it's okay to date more than one woman. And I said so in the last podcast on dating ethics, as long as you haven't made some arrangement with her to be exclusive. But there's probably a million different ways to be a piece of shit when it comes to dating women. And this is just one example that just struck me. It just really caught my eye as I was browsing through the various news articles, dating 35 women for the presents. This is over in Japan, and I think the dude is actually being brought up on charges of fraud for that. I think some of the women turned him in to the authorities over there for that behavior. But anyway, I thought that was both funny and odd and disappointing all at the same time. Anyway, instead of having to go and remember hundreds or thousands of different little points about how to go, what's good, what's bad, what's ethical, what's not behavior for dating, we have the concept of the 10 rules, 10. TEN rules in part one of the book to help guide you through this. The 10 rules are short and concise and battle tested, field tested in real world scenarios. The 10 rules apply both in person and online. And I think if you check out the book, check out the 10 rules and see how they fit your situation. I think they cover a practical, broad, wide range of uses, and I think they'll work out for you. Also, the discussion we have about life priorities in part one of the book helps with this as well. Helps you get your mindset right, make sure you stay on the straight and narrow path. Well, those things, plus the goodness you bring to the table, you and your good intentions toward her and the whole process. All right, that's all that I have for you this week. We will do one more episode in this Ethics of Flirting series next week. I didn't have time to get to everything in my notes for this episode, and it was running a little long. So while we'll cover all those things next week, it'll be another very strong episode. So you guys take care out there. Let's get to work. Let's go.